on our snow day, the Friday edition of the WPHM Morning Show. Deb Johnson is here, the Executive Director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. This is I mentioned this before. Deb comes in. She lays all of her papers out on the table. We've got all these different designated things during the month. And friendship is one of the things we're going to talk about today.
Right, because February is International Friendship Month. And you know, friendship provides a lot of things for us. Besides the obvious things, like it provides support can provide resources, things like that. It also, there's actually like a science to it in terms of the chemicals that it releases in your body when you are, when you're with friends, things like dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and endorphins. And they're called like the quartet of, I can't remember the exact thing, but I think it's like the quartet of happy, happy things.
Right.
So that's really important. So that's real. And that, so when you're with friends and you're happy, those things are released in you. So obviously you feel better. You feel good. And then, and when you feel like that, it usually you're equipped better to deal with bad things that come along, stress, you know, traumatic events, different things like that. When you have friends that are supporting you, it makes those things go easier. And one of the things too, I mean, and then for your mental health, obviously friends prevent loneliness.
Yeah.
And we talked about they're there for support. They can help you if you want to do things like, you know, be your buddy for working out or losing weight or quitting smoking or, you know, whatever kind of thing you want to, some goal you have to tackle. If you do it with a friend, that can make it easier. And one of the things that we talk about is that if you have a severe mental illness, sometimes it's harder to have or maintain friends. One of the things that we want to tell people and encourage people is if you have a friend that's diagnosed, you know, with a mental illness, don't shy away from that and be afraid of that. Because if you had a friend diagnosed with cancer, you would not shy away from that. Okay, well, that person, neither of the people can help those diagnoses. Yeah. It just happens.
They need your support.
And they need your support. And so with just like with, you know, maybe physical illnesses, one of the things you could do to help your friend is to learn a little bit about, learn about their mental illness. Learn what it is if you don't already know. And then, you know, keep encouraging them to do things with you. Invite them to, you know, keep inviting them out. And they might, depending on what their situation is, they might keep saying, nope, I'd just rather stay home. But don't give up, you know, keep asking or offer to just come over and talk or actually just listen, maybe might be the thing to do. So so really we just encourage that because it is harder for the for folks with significant mental illnesses or even intellectual or developmental disabilities to make or maintain friends, because even people without those things, it's hard to maintain friends sometimes over years because as we grow older, we are more focused on our careers, our families. Maybe we have to start caring for aging parents, things like that, that where we might not spend as much time nurturing those friendships that we've had. So, you know, during this month, maybe try to do something to reach out to a old friend that you've had that you haven't talked to in a long time or make a new friend.
Yeah.
Have an event, you know, a little get together where you invite some of your friends, but your friends don't all know each other. So now
that's always fun. Yeah. A little dinner party.
Yeah. And then they make new friends. So, you know, there's a lot of things like that, you know, that people can do.
The best friends are those that you haven't seen in years and then you pick up the friendship right where it left off. Like no time has passed.
I know. I think that's amazing because that is, and a lot of times you reconnect through Facebook or other social media things. And that's happened to me. Like some of my college roommates that I hadn't talked to in 20 years. And one in particular, I mean, when we talk, it's like we never stop talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all the years. And so it's fun. So, yeah, so people should try to do that. And, you know, having friends is good for our physical and mental health.
Absolutely it is. You got some things on the events calendar coming up too, don't you?
We do. One thing I want to tell people right now, we have the voting. You know, every year we have that high school poster contest.
Yeah.
And we have all the entries in. They're hanging on the walls in the hallway of our building at 3111 Electric Avenue. People can come through, check them out. But if you don't want to come out in this weather, although hopefully it's going to get better during this month, voting continues until February 28th, and you can also vote online. So just go to our website, you click into that, the poster contest stuff, and you can cast your vote. And we've actually already had over 500 votes cast. Last year, I think we had over 2,000 for the month. So please cast your vote in line or in person. by February 28th. And then the other couple things I just wanted to mention, because I'm on the board of the Mid-City Nutrition Program, and we're in the middle of a capital campaign fund for the new building.
Right.
And hopefully people have seen there is some progress on that. We're partnering with Habitat for Humanity. It is really exciting. But one of the things that we do, this isn't specifically for the capital campaign, but to raise money is the empty bowl event.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is a fabulous event. You get beautiful bowls. You know, some are made by professional potters in our area. They donate for us. Some are made by students, or just first-time bowl makers, but mm-hmm. you get to pick. So, yep. You know, if you got the eye for that, or you know the artists, there's a couple artists that I like in particular, but I'm not going to say their names because, you know, but they're really generous. But actually, I should say one, Deb Maxwell, she donates.
Fantastic.
She is. Every year, she donates a bunch of bowls. And Mark Harrison is another local artist that donates a lot. And I'm sorry for the rest of the local artists. But when you get Denise Danclaw in here, she'll talk about all that.
Yeah, we're going to have her in soon to talk about that. But it's such a neat thing because you get to keep the bowl.
Right.
And then it becomes a reminder of, yep. you know, the...
And there's good soups, and then there's a great silent auction. And anyways, that event is March 22nd. Tickets okay. are on sale. You can get them at a variety of places, but I know that you can get them at Community Mental Health if you want. So there's that coming up. And then also April 11th this year is our Child Abuse and Neglect Council Dinner for Kids' Sake. And we just really want to get that out as much as we can because that's a new date.
Yeah, that used to be in June.
Correct.
Right.
And it used to be in June, and we used to in April have like an annual luncheon where we announced our Child Advocate of the Year. There's two awards for that. But we decided to just do a dinner event and then announce the Child Advocates of the Year at that event. And so that's going to be April 11th. So hopefully people will save the date, put that on their calendars. And you can already, you know, there's not actual real physical tickets for that, but you can pay your money and you get okay. on the list. And so hopefully, and that's going to be the convention center. That's a new thing
nice,
too.
Yeah.
So that will be a nice venue for that. So hopefully. And then the last thing I want to say is on April 26th, and this is, I know, a big heads up, advance notice, but April 26th, we are having a speaker. She is a mother of three children with autism,
wow.
and they have varying degrees of yeah, autism. Right. So she really can talk about kind of the whole gamut of mm-hmm. services and issues and things like that. And she is an excellent speaker, and she'll be in April is Autism Awareness Month. So she'll be in April 26th. We have two times where she's going to be talking at 2:00 and then at 6 p.m., people will be able to sign up through Community Mental Health, of course. It's free, except there will probably be a charge if you need CEUs, because we will have CEUs attached to those events as well. So hopefully people will save the date for that.
April 26th. We will mm-hmm. write that down. Very good. Lots going on.
There is a lot, and there's a lot more, but I know we don't have all day, and I don't want to monopolize the Paul Miller
okay.
show.
We'll move on, but thanks, as always, for coming in. We appreciate it, and hopefully everybody will reach out to a friend during Friendship Month.
That would be great. Thank you, Paul.
Deb, thank you. Deb Johnson, Executive Director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, with us on WPHM.